This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to The Single Life, where we delve into everything to do with being fun, fabulous, and single in this fast-paced world.
Oh, welcome to another episode of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where you've got me, MDK, and our friend Johnny Wintle. Say hi, John.
Hello.
And we've got a special guest in the studio this evening. We've got another John. Johnny Lemon.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
I made it.
I know, I can't believe it. After we've been talking about you, it seems like forever now.
Oh, it was only like 3 weeks ago.
We've been talking about you for a while because I've wanted to get John out of here, John Wintle out of here for a while. So it's great to have you in as the potential replacement.
I'll slowly nudge him out of the door.
Yeah, that's so rude. That is so rude.
Well, John, you know that you're not single anymore, so I kind of need to find a replacement.
I have to stop saying that. I'm going to lose my job.
It is the single life.
So, yeah, the single life. So.
Yeah.
John. Johnny. Yes. How am I going to differentiate between the two of you?
You can call him John and just call me Johnny.
Okay, Johnny. Johnny, I want to know your situation. We know that you've come in here to potentially replace John.
Yes.
John Wintle. So, are you single?
Sort of.
Oh, here we go. The truth comes out.
I know, it's a little hypocritical. I wanted to come here and be like pro-single. It's great to be single. I love being single. And then it's sort of in a situation now where it's like the awkward in-between stage of I've been on one date with someone and there's potential for more. So we'll
you know what? Everyone that comes on this show gets in a relationship. So there's good things to come, I feel. Everyone bar me and Tanya. We don't have Tanya in this evening. She's potentially out on a date, hopefully.
Oh, she could be doing something useful, I suppose.
Maybe.
What exactly it is, we're not too sure. Maybe a date.
We'll find out from her next week, no doubt.
Yeah, get on to that.
I know. I'll give her a ring during the week and pep her up.
Catch up.
So tonight, we're talking about, is the grass greener?
And is it?
Well, so if you're single and you want to be in a relationship, so that's the other side of the fence, or if you're a relationship and you want to be single, or if you're playing around and you want to be either single or in a relationship, I guess.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that tonight.
It's all up.
And considering we've got John, you're in a relationship.
That's right.
Johnny, you're like mixed bag.
Yep.
And me, totally single in a stale situation.
There's nothing happening. You're like a bag of crisps that have been left in the sun for maybe a couple too many days.
I know.
Are you turning into a cat lady yet? How many cats do you have?
No, but I just wear cats. I love wearing a big cat jumper. But look, I will try and... I think summer's coming up, so I do want to get out there. I've been going to the gym to get in shape, summer ready.
Definitely pass on that jumper to the salvos once the colder months are over, MDK.
Oh, thanks.
It's not a good look, all right?
Thanks for
You're
that.
You're shedding everywhere.
Thank you. So if anyone has a story on, I don't know, maybe they've been in a relationship and they thought, you know what, the grass looks green on the other side, and they've become single and then realised, you know what, I had it good in a relationship, or vice versa, please SMS on 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
What a nice upfront, intimate way to say the contact numbers.
I know. We'll have to get out there and let everyone know how to contact us. So let's just do a quick wrap. What's been happening during the week, people? Anything exciting?
Oh, God. It's been a hell, like, assignment week at school. So thank God it's almost over.
Oh, God. Well, that would kill the dating, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, actually, sort of, no. He's been really... I shouldn't talk about him too much. But he's been distracting me by, like, messaging me all the time. I'm like, just stop. I need to do my assignment. And he does. So it's good.
I love those distractions, but sometimes then it becomes too much of a distraction. Maybe you would have got your assignments done if there was no distraction there.
I think the problem was that it was such a huge assignment. It literally took me probably about 16 hours just sitting in front of the computer, but I was watching TV at the same time.
Yeah, that's always the way.
I think my problem this week, I've had a lack of distraction. I have not had enough distraction.
Where's Pete?
Well, he's away. He's in the US living it up in Miami.
What?
So, yeah.
Lucky
left me
devil.
Here, got nothing to do.
Lucky devil.
My whole social calendar is empty.
Just watch TV. That's what I do.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
You should be studying, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've been working my way through certain TV series, none of which I can mention right now.
Well, you know what? I think the definition of studying is watching TV with a book open. So it feels like you are studying, but really you're not.
Although technically I am studying screen and media and screenwriting, so it's kind of like homework at the same time by researching the shows.
Oh, watching TV.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, you know what? Tonight we've got some great little Dancy Nancy tracks, as Brett would like to say. Brett from The Affair. Love
oh,
your
yes,
work.
I do love the Dancy Nancy. Mm. I've been going through a bit of a Dancy Nancy week this week, actually.
Really?
I've heard a couple of songs, yeah.
Let's play one then. Play something.
What, you want
Let's
to hear a song
it.
Now?
I'd love to hear a Dancy Nancy track to get us into the show.
I love it. All right. Well, let's hear a dance. Oh, you kind of caught me off guard.
Oh, sorry. that's your job to get the music ready, mate.
Okay. Well, we're all over it, I suppose. Let's do it.
One for Johnny.
One for Johnny Lemon. Let's hear it.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Oh, friends, welcome back. I'm here with John and John.
Woo!
It's like B1 and B2.
Excuse me. I'm what? Like a long-standing host of this show.
And I'm B1.
I can't just be washed out, you know.
Well, the way you've been performing tonight, I think you can.
And look, I actually think that this discussion is around tonight's topic, which is the grass greener? Michelle, do you think the grass is greener?
Well, so far, I'm thinking yes. Who's bringing more to the table? Johnny Lemon is.
I think it's both green on both sides. I'm sitting on the fence, so I can see both yards.
Yep. My yard's pretty green.
Yep.
It's pretty fabulous, too. It's got, like, a lovely deck and some, like, automatic remote-controlled lights.
My grass was mowed recently.
Yep.
Oh. We're getting into territory that I can't cope with. So, people, if you think Johnny Lemon should be the new host, why not SMS in 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Or, likewise, if you think John P. Wintle should stay in the seat, you know, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
I won't be offended, but I will still be the next host.
Now, of course, if you all want to talk about other things that are about grass being greener, you know, have you clipped your hedge lately? You can also Facebook us by going to joy.org.au/singlelife and scroll down to the Like Us on Facebook link, Michelle.
Please don't send us visual pictures.
Yes.
Just, yeah, no, I don't want those.
It's not on and not appreciated.
I was also thinking, maybe people out there are thinking, you know what, let's get rid of Michelle. Let's have John Wintle and Johnny Lemon.
I don't know about that. You're pretty interesting.
Potentially. So if anyone thinks that, feel free to SMS in, but I'm not giving you the details again because I've told you too many times already.
Or how about I replace John and we replace you with Shannon?
What?
There's a crazy thought.
How dare you?
Right, you need to get out
you
now.
You won't hear me after the next song.
Johnny Lemon is being whisked out of the building. So anyway, let's get on to the topic. Is the grass greener?
I tell you what.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people, you know, such as yourself, MDK, like to bask in all that is being single. And, you know, you're looking forward to, you know, traveling all around the place being Ms. Single. But I like being on my side of the fence. I like being in
a
relationship.
Yeah.
Why?
What's so good about it?
It's like when you're in a relationship, all the best and worst things are like mirrored onto yourself and they become apparent. It's a really good way to improve yourself. Yeah.
So does Pete tell you things that you need to improve about yourself?
All the time.
Does he?
Yes.
Do you?
It's a constant feed what's the word? Improvement suggestions.
But are they improvement suggestions?
I think
so. Do you think?
Oh, like if I think they're
a good
idea,
I take them on. So you think you've grown?
Yeah.
You've grown as a person?
There's only one thing I can't take on that he is quite adamant about, actually.
What's that?
Facebook. He doesn't do it. I don't know what's wrong with him.
And you're all over it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get the total anti-bit strip thing, but Facebook, no. I don't know.
I live on Facebook. I can't. There's no way I could never log into it. And people that don't have it, I just don't understand. It's like they don't exist unless they're on there.
Yep.
That's crazy. But don't you think everyone should go out and live in the real world and forget about Facebook and just have face-to-face conversations?
No.
You know what?
Go outside. It's scary.
You know what? How old are you?
25.
Yeah, you're young. Well, not really, because around the same age. But you know.
When was your last birthday, MDK?
In July.
Oh, okay.
33, I'm happy to admit. I'm owning it. I'm embracing it.
Sorry, I was just asking. I thought it was on February 29th, which would explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. A leap year.
No. Okay. I'm embracing my age. Embrace I'm happy. It. I'm yeah. happy. And you know what? I think that the grass isn't actually greener on the other side of the fence. I think that people are always looking for external things to make themselves happy or something else. They're always, no one seems to ever be satisfied. And I just think that people should look at their situation and just go, okay, it is what it is, and I'm just going to be happy in it and just make the most of it.
I completely agree. I think there's a lot about when someone isn't in a relationship and they're single, if you're down on yourself and you think that somebody else is going to make you feel better, they're not. Like,
yeah,
you need to.
Not.
I embrace being single, and when I am single, that's like usually one of my most happiest, because there's nobody else sort of interfering with my life. I don't have to worry about anybody else's feelings, but it's also a distraction from achieving what I want to accomplish.
Yeah.
Like, I had a situation where my first sort of long-term relationship held me back a lot from achieving, like, from progressing through my life. And because of that, I was sort of hesitant to go into any other sort of relationship. But then once you find yourself and find how you can be happy single and achieve your own goals and be independent, then you can let somebody else into your life. But don't ever expect them to, you know, bear any of your baggage or anything
like
that.
Yeah, I totally agree. What do you think, John?
Well, I think, you know, it's good to be happy in your own domain. But it's, I don't know. I'm not in like a real space where I can doubt that, you know, I would be happier being single.
Mm.
I don't even think that for a minute.
Look,
I'm kind of happy in my
space. Don't
get
me wrong. I would like to be in a relationship, even though I'm like anti, like, relationship,
yeah,
you know. But at the same time, I'm not in one. So, you know what? To hell with it. I'm going to have fun being single and go out there and just live my life and not be depressed and not sit at home and going, oh, I'm single. I wish a guy would come into my life or whatever. Do you
hey,
know what I mean?
So tell me, are you choosing to be single, or are you kind of in the situation and you're just kind of enjoying it for what
I'm
it
open-minded.
Is?
So if something came my way that I was like, oh my God, who are you? You're blowing my mind. Like, I want to find out a bit more about you, and they wanted to be in a relationship. Yeah, I'd be in a relationship, but that hasn't happened.
Mm.
So I'm just happy doing my own thing, and I'm not actively going out there and looking for it. Like, I'm not on dating apps. I'm not going out every weekend trying to meet someone. So
yeah, me too. I think when you are just enjoying your own company and you're not worrying about trying to find somebody else, that's usually when somebody comes around.
Yeah.
And you're open to exploring more, but it's not necessarily, oh, I need to have somebody, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
So we've actually had Jerry from reception message us through with a little bit of feedback. He's just let us know that I was maybe a little bit too harsh by saying your birthday was on the 28th of February. And secondly, he wanted to tell us his age and that he mostly loves being his age. I don't know if we can say what his age is, though, Michelle. Well, do you reckon you could say it?
Yeah, because he doesn't look his age.
Oh, he does. He looks
48.
Man, that's
Jerry's
young.
48
that's
and he's loving
young.
Life. I thought he was in his 30s.
Mm, of course, you can see a picture of our front office receptionist, Jerry. He's on our Facebook page. And to get there, all you need to do is go to joy.org.au/singlelife. Scroll down to like us on Facebook link. And you can check out the picture of Jerry there. Very good. Very good. Michelle.
So if anyone's got a song request,
hit us with your rhythm stick.
Send it through. The Jerry's love songs
like
and
that.
Dedication section.
Mm, it was a bit cliche, but I had to chuck that one in just for what it was worth.
I've never heard that before.
Haven't you?
No, I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I love it. I've got good material. Trust me, it never hits the bottom.
I think I'm at the younger age where it's a disco stick now.
Mm. Disco stick. So, MDK.
We've had a few people SMS in, send us a few messages, yada, yada, yada. So, let's have a little bit of a read. Brody has sent a message in on Facebook and he says, is the grass ever greener when you are truly in love? Do people forget they are in love? Is that why they look elsewhere?
Wow, that's a really good point, Brody. Like, so deep. I just think, is this a very, like, this must be the naval edition of the single life, because we're getting a bit deep tonight. And I think that that's, you know, a really good, a good point of view. If you're thinking, is the grass greener? Are you kind of falling out of love, or are you kind of getting over being single, or are you just kind of sick of whatever situation you're in?
Well, there's something obviously missing in that relationship for you to be looking elsewhere on the other side of the fence.
When you're wandering.
When you've got a wandering eye.
So what would you define as looking at, you know, looking at the other side? Like, if the saying the grass is always greener means that you're looking at someone else's situation and thinking it's better. So what would be like a real situation, like a real dating situation or single situation where you'd be kind of looking at the grass?
Oh, I think it's when you're single and you're surrounded by friends who are in happy relationships and you're looking to be like, I think I want someone to share my life with like that. That's usually when I think, oh, the grass does look greener over there. But then, you know, after a while they start to fight and you realize, maybe not so much.
Or if you're in a relationship with someone and then an ex comes back into your life. So you're happy with who you're with, but then an ex sort of makes himself or appears out of nowhere and says, hey, I'm available or whatever. And then I guess you start looking at the other side going, oh, what if? Maybe I should be with that person.
But if they were an ex before, what's going to stop them from being an ex again, you know?
I agree. Sometimes there's someone in your life that comes back that you've always had a thing for, you're always going to have a thing for, whether it's attraction or there's something there, even though they've hurt you so bad, but they come back into your life and you're like,
yeah, those feelings never go away.
Yeah.
Hang on. So, Michelle, do you have a thing? Is there a thing going on here?
Or me?
Are you just generally saying?
No, I'm just generalising.
Sure? Is there no story
to
it?
Yeah, no, there's no stories. I don't talk about myself.
I need an evasion alarm.
It's not about me. It's not about me. Let's read some more. So who else? Oh, Jerry's saying hi from reception. So people, remember, if you've got a song request, please SMS in 0427-JOY949. You can even phone Jerry, 1300-JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au. What else have we got?
I see we have a message from Brett.
We've got Brett. So we all know Brett from Brett. The Affair on Saturdays at 6 p.m.
And he's on a Facebook rampage at the moment, I must say.
Oh, yes. I've seen all those little comic things.
Every time I look at Brett, there's something going on in Brett's life.
There's the new thing where everyone does the comic strips of themselves out there.
I've had a go.
I want to give it a go, but it won't work on my phone.
I'm just not interested. Brett's saying he's had a little comic strip planned for Mr. Levin, Lady Michelle and Monsieur John to highlight tonight's show, but it's all gone Pete Tong. Oh, fine. Excuse me. P.S. Oh, Love's Theme by the Barry White's Orchestra for Kerry. Kerry's love song dedication. It's Jerry.
Brett,
get it right. Yeah, for Jerry's love songs and dedications, he's put Kerry.
Maybe
just
it was a
changed
typo.
Jerry into a lady. No, but anyway, and Jerry keeps sending us messages. So thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Jerry, for listening out there.
Lots of messages
love
coming through tonight.
Lots of love from him.
So, what do you think about this particular situation, MDK? So, we've had a few messages come through. So, are you willing to share with us a situation where you've thought the grass is maybe a bit greener for you? Like, I can recount a couple of situations where in my last relationship, I remember it was kind of drawing to the end of the relationship, and it was kind of I was in like a no sex situation for about a year.
Wow. Why would you keep that going on?
And I just kept, like, I never did anything aside from looking, but it was just like going through my mind, just anywhere, anyone. I was finding just, it was like the grass was greener everywhere. And I wonder if that were true and that it was true in that situation.
Well, definitely, because that relationship's now ended.
Yeah, it was kind of like roommates sharing a bed. I think it's very platonic.
Yeah, if it's that kind of situation where you are constantly thinking that the grass is greener to be single, then you're probably... should break up with the person you're with.
I agree. There's something missing, obviously. There's something definitely missing. So how about if anyone has any other situations, SMS 0427 joy 949 or email onair at joy.org.au.
Spit it out, MDK. Come on. Give it a go.
You're currently listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Oh, and welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Woo! What we're talking about is the grass greener on the other side of the fence. So we've had a few SMSs in, so let's just... have a little look-see here-y, because we've had a few from Pete.
Oh,
Pete, as in Pete, as in John's BF.
Gross.
I know. And these are, you want to vomit after these texts. Texting in from Miami. YOLO, Pete here, texting all the way from Miami, liking the show this evening. My thoughts is you need to appreciate the moment when you're in love with someone. The grass isn't always greener, and some people spend their whole life searching instead of appreciating what they have.
Aww.
Oh, I still want to vomit.
you're so jaded, MDK. Come on, you're going to find Mr. or Mrs. Right.
I am not. Oh, we've got another one. I think Johnny Lemon is fantastic. Oh,
Sebastian.
Oh, thanks, Sebastian. I love you.
That's one for Johnny Lemon.
Oh, okay.
John, you haven't had any supporters in tonight.
Hang on. No, I had Pete.
That's different, though.
Yeah, but he didn't say that he wanted you as the host.
Oh, okay.
He was adding comments.
He's obligated to give you compliments.
Okay. So everyone out there, if you want to show a bit of support for who you want to, you know, be the co-host with the fabulous MDK.
Or if you want me out.
She is amazing.
If you want me out, or you want to keep them both in.
If you want to give her the boot, then you can also do that. All you need to do is SMS us 0427JOY949. Or give us a call, 1300-JOY-949. Jerry's out there waiting to take your call. Or you can also email onair@joy.org.au, Michelle.
We had an SMS from Joe from Northcote. It's a little bit off topic, but he says, I once dumped a guy. I thought maybe he thought the grass was greener. I once dumped a guy because he had bad breath.
Okay.
So maybe...
That's pretty revolting. And I'm pretty sure in that case, maybe the teeth were a bit greener on the other side.
Oh, so if anyone's also got strange reasons why they've had to end a relationship...
Oh, boy, do I have.
Oh, to talk to us.
Okay, so I was seeing this guy for a little while. It was a couple of weeks. And I had to end it because he had a mole on his back. And it sounds completely...
Okay, that sounds pretty sus.
And
are we talking like a skin growth or are we talking about something else?
No, just like a mole. But okay. It was like a bulbous, pokey, outy mole with dark black hair coming out of it. And
it's like a goiter.
Yeah, and it was huge. And the problem was...
mushy.
Like, it was
doesn't goiter sing a song or something?
No, that's isn't that a thing. Oh, that's whatever.
Gotcha. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, it was like on his lower back. So if we were... in bed together and I'd run my hands down his back, I'd inevitably end up touching it and it just made my skin crawl. So I'm like, I'm going to end this pretty soon.
Now I know why you've been single for a while.
Remarkably picky. But
How then have you gone from being single to now kind of being in a, well, not a relationship, but thinking about the idea that you could potentially have a relationship?
Well, I mean, like, I got so comfortable being single, but I'm open to having relationships. And then it's actually thanks to Cosmo Jarvis, which was the first song we played tonight. And I was at his gig in Geelong about 2 weeks ago when I logged into a specific dating app on my phone and then logged out. And then when I got home to Melbourne, checked it, and there was this guy on there who was talking to me. So I'm like, oh... yeah, we'll see how this goes, and then talk to him, and then, you know, just hit it off. So,
you least expect it, things happen.
And poof, when
love just comes and smacks you on the back of the head.
Yeah, just don't go searching for it, and it will come to you.
Well, clearly you didn't. You turned the app on and then you turned it off.
I just wanted to see what Geelong had on had to offer, and then I was more interested in the music, so, you know.
Well, you know, Johnny, Geelong is not just like a shopping centre. You can't just go in there and just pick the best.
Pick the best of the crop and then get out.
Or maybe you can.
I think it's more of a secondhand shopping centre, but we'll see. I'm sorry, I have no idea. That was like the first time I've been to Geelong. So
okay.
There could be loads of hot guys there.
I'm sorry, Johnny, I have to cut you off. Something very important has just happened. Michelle, please. Read it right now. Please.
An SMS. I like John. It's good to know someone has more fails than me, Megan.
Oh, hang on. You so want clearly, me to read out the last bit?
Oh, sorry. I had to read it all out. So that's obviously referring to John. He had so many fails when we first started this show.
Mm, my dating fails.
But now look at you. In a relationship, vomit. Maybe I'm just jealous. That's why I'm like, vomit.
Well, no, I don't think you're jealous. I'm pretty... You seem so happy, like, with your routine and, like, you know... Going
well,
to the
really
gym.
Have a routine.
Yeah, you're going off to the gym, checking out the what were you calling them before? You sent me a text and you were calling them
the gym junkies.
Beef.
You oh, the beefcakes.
Beefcakes.
Oh, there's
the gym.
So many beefcakes at the gym. It's insane.
I'm pretty sure you're happy being single. You seem happy.
Oh, well, I think like Pete mentioned in his text from Miami, you've got to just live in the moment, don't
you? Yeah,
and
exactly.
You've just got to just go with it.
Yep.
Embrace.
Exactly.
It's all about embracing your situation.
I just reckon if you are thinking if the grass is greener, I just can't help but come to the realization that people are just maybe doing that because they just want out of, you know, their current relationship, but maybe they don't have the guts to say so.
Potentially.
Am
you
I
know
being
what?
Too hard-hitting there?
Well, no, it's true.
No, I'd agree with that.
I don't want a dancy Nancy around the edge.
Well, don't. You know what the other thing is? There's so many options out there now. If you're not happy with one little aspect of something, well, you can go out and find 100 more. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's so many dating apps out there. Like, if you're not happy in a relationship and that person doesn't tick all of your boxes, well, you're like, well, maybe there is something else out there for me. I'm just going to go on every dating app that's out there and I'm going to do this and that.
And I think you can afford to be picky as well. Like, don't settle for someone that... maybe isn't necessarily right for you, but you're just so lonely that you need to be with someone.
Mm.
Just wait until you find someone good and then give it a go, because I've turned down so many dates that it's ridiculous.
You know what?
Oh, you're talking yourself up.
Oh, no,
here.
I don't mean it like that. Don't mean it like that. I just
you
mean
know
like,
what?
I always fit.
I always find the friend test to be the best test of whether or not someone that you're seeing is really good enough for you.
So be friends with them first?
Well, no. The friend test. So you introduce them to your friends and you see how they interact. Because your friends are... in essence, like a representation of what you're about. And I've taken people back, you know, to meet my friends, and it's just all gone pear-shaped, and then that was the end for me.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't get on with my friends, then, you know, long-term, they probably won't get on with me anyway. So it's one good way to figure out if, you know, your suitor is a dud.
Yeah. My friend test was always try and meet up with someone as friends first without any sort of labels on it as a date. And then see how you get on, like just talking to each other and hanging out. But, you know, inevitably it winds up one thing leads to another. And
that scares me though, Johnny Lemon. I don't want to go into the friend zone.
Well,
the friend zone is the worst place to be.
The friend zone doesn't exist.
The friend zone's like the phantom zone. There's no coming back.
That's fine. Just get them. No, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
If you're friends with them, then you don't want to... do anything more.
Well, you don't like get right in the friend zone. You just give it a go first couple of times
catch
you meet
up,
them or first time
out.
You meet them. Yeah, hang out as friends without any sort of, you know, notion of, oh, could this go somewhere or whatever. Just meet them as a person and see how they go. And then from there be like, oh, yeah, they might be all right. And then...
they may work for me.
Yeah, and be like, hey, would you like to go out to dinner and then maybe come back to my place, watch a DVD and sleep in my bed?
Well, fast mover.
It's a hot time in the old town tonight.
Well, hey, guess what time it is?
What?
It's time for Jerry's love song and dedications.
Oh.
We've had so many requests this week. It's insane.
Oh, I love a bit of insanity, and I love it when I have everyone contacting us through our Facebook page. It's just been out of control.
Well, we've had so much of a good response that Jerry's actually picked two songs.
Has he picked two songs?
Yeah, I know. He's being very greedy this week.
Okay.
So one of them was something that he actually wanted to play, so it wasn't in something that anyone requested, but
okay.
It was a song that he wanted to play, and the other one was a pick of... the pick of the bunch.
A pick of the bunch.
Mind you, I have to give a special mention to Tim, who picked Tism
Tism.
A Tism song. But we can't Tism. We can't find it.
Conveyor Belt, Michael Jackson or something.
Yeah, we couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it.
The YouTube clip that we found was useless.
It
so
was questionable at best.
Tim, if you've got a link or something to it, let us know.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy
94.9. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where you were just hearing Jerry's picks for love songs and dedications. And we've actually got Jerry in the studio. Jerry, hello.
Hello.
Explain yourself.
Please, because I'll be honest, I need to review these because, look, at 10:40 p.m., they're a little bit slow. Actually. They're a bit slow. I think you've put everyone to sleep now. They're not going to listen to the last 10 minutes.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. Last week we had Rose Tattoo, Bad Boys for Love. That's hardly slow.
And that was last week, though.
It was gritty. I've got to say that was a gritty
Well,
track.
The other suggestion for this week that I was thinking of was I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss.
Oh, I love that song.
So there was that. And then I thought, oh, no, the first love song I can remember was that piece of syrup that was number one for about 100 weeks in 1976.
Debbie Boone.
So I thought a bit of, you know, love from the old days could just bring a bit of excitement back to everybody.
If it brought any excitement to you, please SMS 0427JOY949. You can even phone Jerry, who will be on the phones, 1300JOY949.
And, of course, if you think that those songs have sprinkled a little bit of green onto the grass on your side, you can also like us on our Facebook page just by going to joy.org.au/singlelife and scroll down to the Like Us on Facebook link.
Do you know what's funny? Even though we're like, oh, we would have loved that song, that the other one that Jerry picked. You know what? If he'd played it, we would have been going, oh, Jerry, why'd you pick that? So the grass
Jerry.
Is the grass is
win.
Always green. I know
I
you
would
can't
defend
win.
Him. For okay. sure. Kiss is awesome.
Kiss is pretty
Yeah, if he'd played it.
Well,
yeah.
Interesting about the grass is always greener, that happened last week as well with Tanya, because I chose Rose Tattoo's Bad Boy for Love, and I mentioned Suddenly, which was the wedding song for Neighbours, and she preferred that by Angry Anderson.
You can't win, Jerry.
The grass
you can't
is always
win.
Greener.
You can't win.
You just can't win. Poor Jerry.
The joys of being on Joy.
I just wish I could have recorded some of the antics that were going on in the studio while we were on the track. Michelle's like, cut,
I
cut.
I was throwing things around.
She was having a little celebrity tantrum in the studio.
Jerry, we'll talk about this later. We'll just sit down next week before we play the songs.
Let's have a
sit
down.
We'll have a discussion, okay?
And keep
you're
the
not
ideas.
Fired, but you're on probation, okay?
Keep the ideas coming in.
Yeah, please do. And even phone Jerry now, like we mentioned, 1300JOY949.
Excellent.
Yeah, because we're kicking him out and he can go and answer the phones again.
So, the grass is always greener, Michelle.
I say no, it's not. Just be happy in what you've got and live for the moment.
Johnny Lemon?
I have
to say your full name, by the way. I'm kind of into that. Johnny Lemon?
I'm into it too. It kind of turns me on whenever anyone says it.
Whoa.
Sorry,
whoa.
Too far. the grass is not greener.
Okay, yep. The grass is not greener.
Or maybe the grass is as green as you make it in your own yard.
I think the grass could be greener. Thinking about my previous failed relationship, when I was in a crap situation and the grass pretty much was greener. But if you're in a happy situation, the grass should never be greener. Don't you
Well,
think,
your
Michelle?
Grass in that situation was cut and was just, it was
dead.
Dirt. It was, so you just had to move on. There's
little,
times where you just need to move on.
It had little tumbleweeds going across it. It was just barren.
Yeah, there was no grass there. That was, you left that going for way too long.
How about you, Jerry? Grass, is it greener for you? Is it greener?
I would say no. I've tried it on a few fronts and generally no. I think the grass is pretty good where you are.
Okay. So appreciate your current situation. Don't think about what's happening in other people's worlds.
I mean, sometimes the grass just kind of dry up and it's a bit brown, but mostly it's good where you are.
Yep.
You know what I've decided? I'm going to take a little bit of each of you tonight, not the music that Jerry picked, though.
That sounds really painful, MDK.
No, I've decided that how I'm so single, being single, you know, I want to be single, that maybe the grass is a little bit green and maybe I will set up like an online profile like we've mentioned like 500 times and I've never done.
Mm-hmm. No, you
and
did
test
do it.
Out, test out Oh, I did, and but it was just it's
your
painful.
Your heart wasn't into it. You said it was a bit creepy or something.
It was a bit creepy, right. I'll be honest. Yep, but you know what? I'm going overseas. I'm going to New York.
Oh, yeah.
New Year's. So why don't I set up a dating profile for New York? So while I'm there, I'll meet some hot New York men.
Yeah, fabulous.
Maybe the grass is greener in another country.
It could be.
Let's test that theory.
Yep.
So if anyone out there does know of any places that could help Michelle find a date while she's in New York City, give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949 or SMS 0427-JOY-949.
Send something to the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Send us.
Do it. What's the page, John?
It's It's joy.org.au/singlelife. And if you scroll down about halfway down the page, past those hot supermodels, you'll see a Like Us on Facebook link that you can click on. And aside from sending us some awesome suggestions for dating websites and stuff in New York City for MDK, you can also catch up on our regular news feed of what we're doing throughout the week, Michelle.
And we just had a like from Leon Pickett. Thank you, Leon, for liking the page. Mm. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell everybody. Exciting times. Well, look, that pretty much brings us to the end of another episode.
Such sad, sad times.
I know. Johnny, I've loved having you in.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Johnny, you're awesome. You rock.
I reckon we should get him back in another time.
You know what?
I think so too.
You always say this to every single one of our guests and then they never come back
because
again.
Then they tell me secretly that they don't want to because they feel intimidated by you.
Oh, yeah. I know.
No, that's a lie.
Such undeniable talent.
That's a lie. Look, we like mixing it up, but I do like Johnny.
Yep, I like Johnny too. He's pretty cool.
Next week you can tune in and listen to myself and Michelle hosting the single life. And we'll see how it goes.
Oh, come on.
We might get an earlier time slot with Johnny Lemon co-hosting with myself.
We'll probably get a later time slot with the stuff I'll say.
No. Oh, we'll get late night. Well, we've done the late night. We did the 11 p.m. Now we've bumped it down to 10. So make sure, everyone, you're listening in next week, 10 p.m. Tuesday, the single life. And we'll see who we have in. It'll be me and
someone.
Hopefully me. Fingers crossed.
Or all of us. Or none of us.
Don't say that. Until next time, my friends.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.